Hi there, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Escher along with Debbie Giorgiani and our affiliates, our show team, Rich, Jeff. Jeff's actually away right now, enjoying Fatima. And Ryan is screening your calls at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Debbie Giorgiani is here, and he's back. Jeff's back. Oh, okay. Gosh, time flies.
Time does fly.
Even during Lent.
Even during Lent, and that's what we're doing, kind of a Lenten checkup with our Take Two family. So if you are listening to the show right now, we want to know how your Lent is going. Tell us the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever works. So, I mean, we are very transparent here at Take Two. We want to know everything because it helps us get closer to God. We understand ourselves better, and that's what Take Two's all about. So let me give you the number and you can tell us how your Lent is going. 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Tell us how your Lent is going. We want to hear that.
Yeah, there are other ways you can participate in the show as well. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. There might be a small data rate depending on your plan, but you can make a comment that way. We're also streaming the video on YouTube and Facebook where you can post your comments. You can post a comment on the show website, take2show.com, and also email us at take2@ewtn.com. So, no excuse. Ryan, no excuse for you not participating.
Okay, see, we're totally transparent here, okay? We tell you everything that's happening at Take Two. So Ryan just texted over to us. He says, it's funny. You can tell you're in the same room looking at each other, but it's a split screen on Skype. And he says, LOL. It's so true, Ryan. We're sitting about 4 feet apart. We're in Seattle at Sacred Heart Radio's final full day of their of Spring Share-a-thon. And we are still on Skype because of our YouTube family and Facebook family. We want to make sure you can see us and you see all my hand motions as the typical Italian that I am. And yes, but we are sitting in the same room, so it's kind of fun. And we've been talking about Lent and we're reflecting on everything and learning and growing. And we want to know how your Lent is going. So share with us. How is it going? I mean, for me, I feel great because Helen, one of our loyal listeners, and she emails us and she's so wonderful. She's just constantly in prayer for me in Lent, and I'm in prayer for her. So I know I'm being lifted up during Lent, Jerry. So my Lent's going rather well.
Good, good. Well, whoever's listening right now, we want to hear about how your Lent is going. 1-800. No, that's the pledge drive number. See, this happens when you have pledge drive brain.
Jerry.
833-2. Ron Belter would appreciate us giving out the pledge drive number.
Yeah.
833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And here's kind of what we're looking for. You know, what did you go into Lent hoping to let go of in your life or add to your life, maybe more prayer time? Have you been able to do that? If there were certain things you said, I'm going to sacrifice these certain things for Lent, you know, have you been able to maintain that? And you know what? If you haven't, that's okay, because these are all voluntary things that we do. There are no obligations that the church puts on us other than the fasting and abstinence on certain days. But we want to know, you know, do you feel that you've gone a little bit deeper in your spiritual life since Lent started this year? That's really the purpose of it.
Yeah.
And, do you feel God's presence more? Do you feel like the Lord is maybe doing a refreshing thing in you, maybe refreshing your spiritual life, your soul?
This Lent, I've approached it differently, you know, much more prayer, you know, and I've talked about it before on the show that I get a little nervous when Lent comes around just because the dark one tends to rise his ugly head. But this Lent, you know, it's been interesting. I've learned a lot about my own trust level. My trust level for God. I've learned a lot about my prayer life. And I've stretched. I've really gotten out of my comfort zone to approach things and look at things differently. I'm pulling a Jerry Usher. I'm looking at things differently.
Reframing.
Yeah. And I've learned a lot so far, Jerry. How about you?
Yeah, I have, actually. I was doing this before Lent started at the advice of my spiritual director, but I'm trying to. I don't do it every day, but do a holy hour every day. Try and get to a church if I can to sit in front of a tabernacle or my parish where I go to, Sacred Heart in Palm Desert, California, has an adoration chapel. So I'm trying to do that, and, you know, it's it really does help. You know, we want to know if you who are listening right now, are you making more time for silence, for example? You know, are you really setting aside a little bit of time to just be quiet, be with yourself, be with the Lord, make that prayer time? 1-888-833-288-EWTN. Debbie, I'm gonna leave the phone number to you today.
That's why I wrote it down, Jerry. I wanted to make sure I had I had our take two number. Oh, we hear cheering. They must have made their goal at Sacred Heart Radio. Way to go, team. Okay, so Jerry. We want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, maybe you blew your Lenten, you know, promises and Lenten journeys. You know, maybe you had all these great intentions, and after like the second and third day, that all went out the window. Let's hear about it. Let's talk about it. That's what we're here for. See, this is what Take Two is great. I mean, just picture us like in your virtual living room, okay? And we just kind of are tossing out these ideas and topics, and we're just brainstorming and changing the world and changing our lives. And then we walk away, and it's all good. And that's how Take Two is all about. It's just these wonderful conversations that just organically evolve, and we really do get closer to God, and we learn a lot about ourselves. So don't just sit this out and be entertained by all of us and the callers. We want you to participate. Here's the number, 1-833-288-3986.
Yeah, you can talk about how Fridays are going for you. You know, we have the abstinence through Good Friday, of course, and we have the fasting as well. Ash Wednesday was a day of fast and abstinence. And so how are Fridays for you? Maybe you're not that much of a meat eater anyway. I can easily live on seafood.
Give up something else?
Yeah. I always try and think so. Yeah, that's a good question for people.
Yeah, give up something else.
You know, if meat is not that big a thing for you.
Right.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. But I didn't mean
to. Yeah, if meat is not that big a thing for you to have or not have, then, you know, what else? What are you substituting for? Obviously, you're not eating meat, but maybe you say, well, that's not a big sacrifice for me. So on Friday, I'm going to do something else. You know, right. You can let us know what that is.
Yeah. I give up pizza on Fridays.
My goodness.
I know. It's rough.
You are going hardcore this Lent. You're all in.
I'm all in, 100%. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We want to know how your Lent is going, so please call in, share with us at 833-288-3986. When we come back, we're going right to Stacy and Sarah and the others, so hang on.
On this Friday in Lent, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you, show affiliates, for carrying the program. We, of course, always thank the show team and you, the listeners. You're the ones who make the show what it is. It's your show. We just put topics out there for discussion and invite you to take them and run with them. And I want to remind you, too, that Catholic Answers Live is on from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And tonight, the 2 hours are What Catholic Doctrine Troubles You? That'll be with Carlo Broussard. He's a staff apologist at Catholic Answers. What Catholic Doctrine Troubles You? And the second hour is with their chaplain, Father Hugh Barber, who becomes your chaplain of the airwaves tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on most of these EWTN stations. Oh, there we go.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay, Stacy was going to get our virtual First Up Award, but she just dropped off. So, Stacy, if you're still listening, call back. You can still get that virtual award is waiting for you. But we're going to go to Sarah. Sarah's in Salem, New Hampshire, on listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you. This topic really struck a nerve with me because I've been thinking about how much I have failed in all of my Lenten promises and goals so far. And today, one of my devotionals popped up, and it was like, oh, the second Friday in Lent. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's it? Like, we're not even halfway through. Like, I feel like it's been going on forever. So, I felt the need to call in and share.
Well, and Sarah, I can totally relate. And I think all of us, if we really go back on all our Lenten journeys over the years, we can totally understand that and relate to what you're experiencing and the promises that we all make to God, because we want to please God. Okay, we long to be united to God, and we want to please Him. And so we make these very extreme, grandiose promises and pledges is and everything. And then our human nature, the failings, just our life, which is, it just, it comes forth. But you know what Sarah, I had a wonderful, wonderful spiritual director tell me one time. And I remember this deep in my heart. God looks at your heart. He sees your heart. So when you were making those promises, Sarah, they were coming from your heart right to God's. And you know what? Yes, we fail because that's what we are. We're humans. That's why we needed a Savior. And thank goodness he came and died for us. Okay? But remember that. Remember your heart. And keep focusing on that, because that, I believe, that that allows you to understand your relationship better with God. I'm sure you've done this all already, but it actually was a good reminder for me to hear me say it. So what do you think, Sarah?
No, I absolutely agree. And I keep telling myself, you can just start over. Don't be so hard on yourself. I am holding true to a few of my promises. There's just a couple where it didn't happen, and every day is a new day for me to try again. And you're right, he knows what's in my heart, so I'll just keep plugging away.
Well, and Sarah, it's a beautiful thing is, you know, these are voluntary things that we commit to. Debbie, you used the word promises. We can call them promises if we want. We can call them commitments. We can call them, you know, efforts, whatever we want to. But like you said, you know, Lent is it's a long season, and if we get away from some of these things, we can always get back on them. But I was just, this thought just came into my head. I don't know why. It's spring training for baseball, and baseball season is starting soon. And as Debbie and Sarah, if a baseball player hits three out of 10 during their career, they go to the Hall of Fame. So if we miss a couple of our Lenten promises, you know, we're still doing okay.
Yeah. I agree. I love what you just said. Begin again. I just heard it said, what was it? St. Teresa of Avila. Okay. Used to stand outside of the confessional, Sarah. And when the other sisters would come out of the confession, she would put her hands on their shoulders, and she'd say, "Now begin again." Okay. See, God is all about clean slates. He's all about us starting again, picking it up, dusting the things off, the dirt off of us, and beginning again. And I think that's the beauty of it. What's sad, Sarah, is when people stop, when they stop starting over, when they stop beginning again. That's sad. That's when people fall into despair. They feel alone. They feel very distant from God. But where you're at, I just believe that's very pleasing to God, Sarah. So take that on your Lenten journey and see if that gives you some encouragement, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah, for the call. Take two with Jerry and Debbie on this second. Is this the second Friday of Lent? Or the third?
Well, yeah, because I
second
think
full week of Lent. Yeah.
Yeah, because Sarah just commented on
that. That's right,
yeah,
that. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. My goodness, I think it's going by rather quickly. But our topic today for you to discuss and share with us is, how is your Lent going? We're just doing a little checkup here, kind of pulling into pit road to, fill the gas tank and squeegee the windows and get back out there in the fight there. So what if you took on certain things during Lent, how was that going? Maybe you said you were going to commit to going to daily Mass. Okay, are you still able to do that? Or maybe one extra Mass a week outside of Sunday, or praying a rosary or a chaplet, or giving up some kind of food or something, or working with the poor, you know, or spending more time just in silence or in prayer,
right,
or being more kind, or, you know, less impatient or something. And, share how that's going for you. We're all human, you know, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's good inspiration for all of us.
Thank goodness we're human.
I
love it.
833-288-EWTN. Christopher is in Fort Wayne listening on Redeemer Radio. We're going to go to him next. Hi, Christopher. Welcome.
Hi there, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, Christopher. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I was thumbing through the radio stations, and I don't know what happened. My finger pushed the wrong button or something, or the right button, obviously. But it came to you guys, and I started listening to what you were talking about, and how wonderful your voices sounded, and how you were happy with yourselves, and it really gave me some encouragement that I just thought I might need to call and talk to somebody. And I'm not, you know, with Lent going on, it isn't that I don't want to eat certain items. It's just I'm not able to eat. I don't have any. You know what? And I'm giving my. I'm turning my life around. I'm living in my truck. I'm reading the Daily Bread. I'm giving myself back to God, and I'm hoping that He grabs me by the curtail and puts me back on my feet. I'm doing the best that I can, and I just greatly appreciate, you know, thumbing through the radio and being able to hear your guys' encouraging voice. Mm-hmm. It's done a lot. I haven't been to church since I was a little boy, and I went to church Sunday, so. Mm-hmm. It's a rough one right now, and it's okay because God's gonna give me the strength and the opportunities that I need, and I just have to let Him guide me.
Yes, yes. Okay, Christopher, yeah. You are in an awesome place right now. You're in the perfect place right now. Okay, you came back to Mass. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Thanks.
Keep going to Mass every single chance you can get. Daily Mass if you can, especially on Sundays. But Christopher, where you're at, you said, I'm hoping that God, you know, grabs on to me and helps me. You don't have to hope any longer, okay? Because He's right with you. Your guardian angel is right next to you, okay? The good Lord is got His arms around you, Christopher. You made a gigantic step to our Lord. He is just gobbling you up. Okay, what I'm going to pray for you, Christopher, and I hope that the Take Two family does this with me. Please, Christopher, trust in Jesus. He's got you, and great things are ahead of you. You are going to experience things. You're going to learn about yourself. You're going to grow in holiness. You're going to get closer to God. You're on a good path. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy that I think the good Lord turned that dial and put you right at Take Two, because the good Lord wanted you to hear this. And I'm just, oh, wow. I'm going to be praying for you, Christopher. And I know the Take Two family is going to join me.
Oh, without a doubt. Christopher, yeah. God bless you, brothers. As Debbie said, welcome home. If it had been, I don't know if you had a chance to visit with a priest, but you can certainly get together with a priest. And if there's any thing you want to confess, like perhaps not going to Mass or anything like that, you know, get that taken care of, because you know what? The sacrament of confession, Christopher, too, is going to release unbelievable graces into your life. And I agree with Debbie. You're in a great place. And you made the comment. You said, you know, things have been rough and they're still rough. But I think with God's working in your life right now, we can almost safely guarantee tomorrow's going to be better and the next day is going to be better. And God has something beautiful that's going to unfold in your life.
Absolutely.
This
is the beginning
amazing.
Of your
yeah.
adventure, Christopher. And look at your name, Christopher. I just love it. Wow. I mean, what do you think? I mean, anything that we said, be really honest with us, Christopher. Anything that we said, because we believe it's from the Holy Spirit. So anything that we said is touching you deep in your soul.
Confession.
Yeah.
Confessing and getting it off of my shoulders and giving it back to God. And I know that God isn't going to challenge me with anything that I can't handle. I know that. But just confessing all the way completely with God would be a definite, you know, burden off of my shoulders.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Christopher, you said you went to Mass for the first time since you were a boy this past Sunday. Go back to that parish. I've been in Fort Wayne. I've been in South Bend. All the priests of the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend are absolutely amazing, on fire, holy, prayerful, compassionate, merciful. Doesn't matter which priest you go to. Just get to a Catholic church as soon as you can, Christopher, and you're going to find a shepherd who is going to welcome you with open arms. Like the prodigal son parable, you know, the father, they're going to literally, almost figuratively, they're going to run to meet you,
right?
And they're going to be so
let people help you.
Yeah, yeah, happy to receive you.
Yeah. The right people are going to come into your path, Christopher, and remember, your guardian angel is right there helping you. Please, enlist your guardian angel. angel. Pray to your guardian angel. Talk to your guardian angel. You know, let your guardian angel work in your life, because they will put people in the right path at the right time, just like this radio station and this show was at the right time for you. Okay, and you're it's a challenge, but it's an adventure, Christopher. This is exciting, what's happening to your heart and to your soul. This is huge. And other people are listening to you, and they're going to listen to your path and your journey, and it's going to inspire them, Christopher. So there's a lot riding on this, you know. This is important work that you're doing in your life right now. Pretty
important
cool, huh?
Work, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys listening and talking with me, and I look forward to going back on Sunday, and it's not just Sunday, because my heart needs to be every single day.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I look forward to surrounding myself with the people of the parish. So, and it's not just, you know, it's everyone in there that is decent and has good hearts. So,
right.
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to, we're all family, Christopher. We are all family in God's family. And you're going to find so much support and so much encouragement, especially starting with whatever priest. God's going to lead you to the perfect priest.
Yep.
And
yep.
The perfect parish.
It.
Yeah. He's got just an amazing, amazing plan ready to unfold in your life. I'm so, we're proud of you, Christopher.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you've
keep
taken some great
steps. Keep in touch
with us. Yeah. Yeah. If you can, keep in touch. Call the program again sometime. We would love to hear from you. And as Debbie said, the entire Take Two with Jerry and Debbie family will be praying for Christopher by
Absolutely,
name.
Absolutely, Christopher. God bless you. Wow. You're in a great place. You're so close to Jesus. It's
right.
So awesome. I love it.
God bless you, Christopher. Thank you for the call. Brenda is next in Chester, New Hampshire, listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I feel so blessed. On Ash Wednesday, the Lord called me to a friend of mine's house who the doctors had given up on her cancer. They literally just sent her home to, you know, to die. And I brought my guitar and I sang the Chaplet of Divine Mercy to her at 3:00 in the afternoon. And the following week, she went to her doctor, and her doctor couldn't believe that her blood test came out normal, like they normalized, and now the chemo is working for her. So I feel like,
praise be to God.
I feel so. We felt the peace. I know after we sang the chaplet, we just felt the peace fill up in the room. In fact, we were also singing for another friend of hers who lived in another state in Florida who had 4-stage cancer. And she called the girl up later on and asked if she felt anything at 3:30 in the afternoon. And this girl felt a total peace come over her body.
Right, right.
And she was, because we were singing for both of them.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And
okay, so,
also I have something.
Okay, Brenda,
else.
Brenda, hold that thought 1 second, because I'm going to lose this thought real quickly. Okay, is this so God or what? Christopher, I hope you're still listening. Remember I said trust, trust, trust. You know why I said that? Because it kept coming to me. Christopher needs to trust. And Brenda, you just shared this story of singing the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. St. Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. And the miraculous things that came out of that. Jerry, come on, this is so God. See how God's working? He's confirming what is being said so that we build our trust and our confidence and our hope in God. This is amazing.
Yeah, and as the Bible says, we are his hands and his feet,
yes,
and his eyes and so forth. And Brenda, you were just that for Christ, for this person. Hold on, Brenda. I know you wanted to share something else. We will let you do that in just a moment here. Martha is going to be right after Brenda, and we have one line open. It's 833-288-3986. How's your Lent going for you? Are you feeling stronger? Maybe you need to redo some things. Let us know. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio on this Friday of Lent. And we're kind of sharing with each other where we are in our Lenten disciplines and how it's been going for us, and have you grown spiritually? We had a caller earlier who said, you know, she was feeling a little bit bad about having not completely maintained some promises, and we had that conversation and just assured her that these are things that we voluntarily take on, and you know, we want to try to do them as our sign of a sacrifice to God. And if we miss here and there, it's okay. We just get right back on track, and it's all good, because Lent gives us plenty of time to practice these things. So if you have something you'd like to share, the number is 833-288-3986. And we're talking with Brenda in Chester, New Hampshire. Brenda, thanks for holding on right there. And you had something else you were going to share.
Yes. I'm guessing back in 2005, I recorded a song that a friend wrote called The Song of the Unborn Child. And the Sunday after Ash Wednesday, I felt the Lord called me to put together a video for that. I met with the priest to make sure. I wanted him to assure me that I should do this. Anyways, I launched it on YouTube, and it has gone viral. And I did send it to you, too, via Twitter. I don't know if you got it. But I know the Morning Glory Show liked it.
I'm not really on Twitter that much. Can you send it? Can you send it by email, Brenda? take2@ewtn.com.
Sure, I'll be happy to. And like I said, it's gone viral. It's like, wow. I think it's got 600 hits already. Every hour it goes up, and I'm just so excited because I launched it on Facebook because I just wanted to save babies with all this awesome stuff going on.
What a beautiful
and
soul
I've had
you
this
are.
Song. We don't have this CD up for sale anymore, and it was just tucked in a closet, and I just felt the Lord calling me to launch it. And you know, it's Mama, can't you hear me cry? Mama, I don't want to die. My eyes can see, my ears can hear, even in my mind I can sense the fear. I mean, it's a song that it'll have you in tears, and I just pray that the right people see this song, because I just want to save lives with it.
Yeah. Please do email it to us, Brenda. You can email take2. It's not spelled, the word spelled out, but it's take2@ewtn.com. I would love to hear the song, and I'm sure Debbie would as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brenda, so very much. Thank you for your call today. Thank you for that just miraculous story. Please tell your friend that we are praying for her. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing in ministry, and just the beautiful heart that you are. Real quickly, Christopher, if you're still listening, 2 text messages just came in. I mean, they're just going to keep flying in, Christopher. The Take Two family is holding you up in prayer. They're lifting you up in prayer. I love the Take Two family.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go. Okay, Martha, we're going to get to you in just a moment. A couple of social media comments here. From Facebook, Diana said, I stopped drinking my 12-ounce coffee only for the week, besides the Friday's meat sacrifice. But I go coffee on the weekends. I started going to the Holy Sacrament for adoration every Friday. I asked God to help me wake up earlier, since I have a special needs child that doesn't sleep so well. I'm always sleepy. We moved his therapies earlier, so that's helping get up early. Somehow I did it, and that is also helping me to do my adoration every Friday. I met a friend today and told me this morning, his morning. I should have read this before. you want to come with me to Mass every day? We can meet every day at 8:30. Not sure if that's God's inviting me to do a little more.
Yeah.
The only thing, I have to do hot chocolate at least once or twice a week. I would like to do Lent things for the church, but with a 4-year-old, it's hard. I hope I can do more in the future.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's doing great sacrifices.
Yeah, but you know what you just said with a 4-year-old. Hey, you're being a great mom. That is awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Being a parent is you're the primary catechist. That's awesome. Okay. If you want to get in on the show, and we'd love to hear how your Lent is going, you can call in at plenty of time, 1-833-288-3986. And keep this in mind, folks, if you cannot physically get to daily Mass, you know, EWTN broadcasts the Mass on radio and television. And so it's a wonderful way to experience the Mass each and every day. So keep that in mind as well. Jerry?
Okay, we are going to get back to your calls on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And as promised, Martha is next in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Martha. Welcome.
Hi.
How's your Lent going, Martha? Good, good. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are y'all?
Doing well, doing well.
The reason I'm calling is because I've been listening to y'all show for like a month, mm-hmm. 3 weeks, and I know there's a lot of talk about forgiveness, and there's also a lot of talk how we can get rid of forgiveness, and I just carried a lot of hate in my heart for a lot of years, probably about 40 years plus. We used to have a neighbor that he molested me from the age of 5 to 10. Mm. And I never brought it up to my mother until I was 17 years old. And my father passed away not knowing. But the reason his name came up was because he killed his family. And he killed his new wife, killed his mother-in-law, and then he killed himself. So I carry around a lot of guilt. And I'm 52 years old now. And
Martha,
I recently found out.
Why do you think you carry around guilt, Martha? What do you think that the guilt, what you're guilty of? Is there something?
For not saying anything sooner when it was happening, because things like that just didn't really happen in the 70s, or it wasn't brought up, it wasn't brought to life back then. And
right.
I just carried around a lot of guilt when I was told that he killed those two people.
Right,
and
right.
I talked to his daughter several years ago. I happened to find them just by chance. And he left a 3-year-old son back then, and this was, had to have been in the 80s. So I never knew how that affected him. And I know how it affected me. And it was real hard for me to forgive this man. And I went to church, one of our local churches here in San Antonio, and the deacon was talking about forgiveness. And I felt it leave me. And all I could do was just pray to our blessed mother and thank her for taking this guilt away from me, the guilt and more of the forgiveness, because I still have the guilt. I forgave him, and it was real hard for me to do that because I had so much hate towards this man, and now I don't. It's just hard for me to get rid of the guilt.
Well, Martha, I'll say a couple of things here. Debbie might have some thoughts as well. There are shows that are like the next show after us has a psychologist on. We're not counselors or anything like that, but we just try and give encouragement to people like you. And I went through a similar experience. Actually, it was just a one-time encounter of sexual abuse when I was about 10. And you mentioned, it sounded like you said it went on for several years. And what I would say is it's great. It's so beautiful that you've been given the grace through the prayers of our Blessed Mother to forgive this man for what he did to you. You still say that you're carrying around the guilt, and I think if I was correct, you said it was for not saying something anytime sooner. And let's face it, Martha, when we're kids and something like this happens to us, the way that we look at adults are revered by us. They're kind of almost godlike, if you will, and there's a sense in the mind and heart of a child that an adult can't do anything wrong. And so if something is done to us by an adult, then we sometimes feel like that was our fault. But in your case, for not saying something before you did, I think it's just, Debbie, I think it's just a child is going to act that. A child doesn't know what to do with
That's
something
right.
like this.
That's exactly
Martha,
right.
You don't know what to do. What do you say? Who do you tell? This is something that's so horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the thing that I was tapping into, Martha, for you is that you said you're 52 years old and you've been carrying around this. You said that there was some unforgiveness and hatred and then the guilt. Okay, God doesn't want that for you. Okay. And God is going to continue to put programs on the radio and mass and deacons and the church and people in your life to get you to realize to work through that and to let it, to be free of it, to let it go. God does not want that for you. That man robbed you of your innocence at 5 years old, you said to 10 years old, okay? That man did a horrible, horrible thing to you. But that should not stop you for the rest of your life to live the abundant life that God has planned for you. And you are doing the hard work right now, forgiving and letting go of the guilt. And Martha, keep doing it. Keep working at that, because God wants you to be free of it. I would also ask, please, like I said to Christopher, talk to your guardian angel. Pray to your guardian angel. Your guardian angel is there rooting for you, helping you, trying to put the people in your path, giving you those intuitions and those little nudgings of saying, this is the person to talk to, Martha. This is the person to listen to. This is the church to go to. Martha, there's so many people and places that are waiting for you. And I love that about you. You have a beautiful heart. My prayer for you is that you continue on this journey and free yourself of the guilt and anything else that you are harboring or carrying, because God does not want that for you. And it's very unproductive and it'll keep you stuck. Okay, so that's going to be my prayer. Please take two, family, pray and lift Martha up in that. And Martha, what do you think? Is that acceptable to you?
It is, because of what I do for a living. I share my story with a lot of women. So I don't call myself a victim. I call myself a survivor of everything that's happened in my past, especially with that. Because he even took a very holy day away from me, which was my first baptism. I mean, not my baptism, I'm sorry, my first communion. He took that away from me, and he held the family function, and my parents not knowing, they made me go to it. And it was just, I just feel like he took that from me. And from then, I never made my confirmation, and I know I need to go back. I know that, but I do share with a lot of women, you know, my experience, what I've been through, to let them understand that we're survivors. But the guilt, I still carry the guilt. Forgiveness, I've forgiven this man, and I really did feel it leave me that day. And I can't even explain. It dropped me to my knees, and I couldn't get up. I couldn't even sit back on the pew. So it was a very special day for me.
Good. Well, Martha, despite all that has happened to you, you have made great progress.
Mm-hmm.
You've managed to forgive. God is going to take care of that guilt that you have. Just give it to him and ask, like Debbie said, your guardian angel to help you with that. And if you need to talk to a counselor about that, talk to a priest about that. There are a lot of expert people who can help you, but you've come so very far. And, you know, you talked about, you know, things that were, you know, robbed from you or that you didn't get because of these things. God can fill all those in for you. You know,
yeah.
God can take what was, you know, missing or deficient or wounded in the past, and he can heal that and provide for that in the future.
Begin again. Start anew.
Yeah.
This is a rebirth for you, Martha. This is beautiful. You're on a beautiful path, and you're sharing your story. I mean, God has great things designed just for Martha, just for you. So please, take us up on it, Martha. Enlist your guardian angel. They will work on your behalf and help you so very, very much to lift that guilt. We got to get that guilt off of you, Martha, so you can be free, and God can use you in really great, great ways. I just love it. You got a good story, Martha, and I'll tell you, keep us posted. We want to journey with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you, Martha. Thanks for the call from San Antonio. CJ and Lincoln, hang on. We'll get to you in just a minute. A couple more from social media. Debbie, you want me to do it?
Yes, you please. That's why I had interrupted you, because I figured you were going to do social media.
Okay. So usually it's a coin toss.
Yeah.
Watching on YouTube. Hey, Anna Marie, very devoted viewer on YouTube.
We're waving to you.
Said, I decided I would work on my temper this Lent. I knew it was coming. I knew every catastrophe would come my way to make me lose my temper. I've done so, but God's working with me, but the will is there. So, Anna Marie is...
I'm with Anna Marie. We're the same person.
Yeah, and Dave says, I suspect my Lent is okay. I'm more focused on prayer as I am reading the Divine Intimacy daily. I'm also taking the Ascension Press class, No Greater Love,
oh, nice.
A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion. Mm-hmm. I, too, am also trying to work on my anger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Anger's a big thing these days because I think it's just everything's coming at us so fast and furiously. It's tough to just take a step back. So, you know, I always try to practice that. I take a step back and say Hail Mary or an Our Father or Glory Be, or I just say Jesus, I trust in you like 1,000 times a day.
One more, Susie from Ireland said, my Lent is going okay, but I don't seem to have enough time to pray. Well, Susie, we'll pray that you have more time to pray. And she also sent an email that was posted on YouTube, but her email, Debbie, was asking for prayers for her 14-year-old twin daughters. So,
okay, we will pray.
Susie in Ireland.
Absolutely. You can count on the Take Two family. CJ is up next in Lincoln, Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, CJ. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, hey, hi, Jerry and Debbie. We send our love from Nebraska. We think the two of you are fabulous, and I listen to you every day as often as I can, and so thank you both for all that you do for so many people. It's just a blessing, and
thank you, CJ.
I just want to say very succinctly, yes, there's three things that I can kind of summarize my Lent with. Is first, before Lent, I said to God in my prayers, I said, I really think that I would like to join a woman's prayer group of some type this Lent. And lo and behold, my friend who lives in Kentucky has a friend here in Lincoln who belongs to St. Michael's Church, and she contacted me and said, well, Trish thought you might like to join our group at St. Michael's. And so isn't God great how that works? And mm-hmm. we are studying the book Rerouting by Father John Ricardo and watching his videos. And it really is just a wonderful, fabulous series. And then I also have, through Spirit Catholic Radio, they had you sign up for Pray It Forward for a prayer partner. So I have a prayer partner, and her name is Shelley, and I've never met her. I have no idea who she is or anything about her, but I lift her up in prayer every day. And, you know, it just makes me emotional to pray for somebody I don't even know, but God knows that person. And, okay. I think the reason why I'm getting these tears, too, is last but not least, one of our dear priests here in the Lincoln Diocese, Father Paul Rutten, R-U-T-T-E-N, he was called to heaven on the 20th of March. And I just have to tell you this beautiful story. It's just, it'll give you goosebumps. But I had decided on Wednesday that I was going to go over to the Cathedral of Risen Christ here because they had a relic of St. John Vianney. And so I went over there to venerate the relic, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to go back over to Madonna where Father Rutten is and say the Divine Mercy Chaplet for him before 4 o'clock Mass. And so when I walked in, I sat down, and there was already another nurse there holding his hand. And by this time, he was getting ready to cross over. It was very apparent that he was not going to be here on this earth much longer. And then one of the hospice people were there also. And one of his favorite songs is 10,000 Angels. And so they played that song. And then Victor Wickowitz, who works at Madonna, he came in and he said, let me finish the Divine Mercy Chaplet with you. So we said that together. And then it was probably about 20 till 4, and I got up and I took Father's hand and I said, Father, thank you for loving on so many people during your lifetime. And I said, now it's time for you to go to heaven and let God love on you. And so I gave him a kiss on his forehead, and I went to Mass at 4 o'clock right there. And after Mass, there were a couple of people, John Mary Love, that came in and said, oh, Cease, he just died at 4 o'clock, right at Mass time. And he used to say the Mass at the chapel there for 10 years. And so how appropriate that God would call him home at 4 o'clock, right at the time Mass started. But the other thing that was interesting is that Sister Andrea, who is a nun over at the Bonicum House where the retired priest stays, she, the Knights of Columbus, took the relic over to the Bonicum House, the retired priest, and then she held her rosary up to the relic, and that was about 3:30. She was back over at Madonna at 3:45. She put that in Father Rutten's hand, and she said, "Okay, now, Father, St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests. Is ready to receive you, so please go."
Wow.
And he closed his eyes at 4 o'clock. And then the beautiful thing, after he had passed, Madonna, they are amazing. They lined the hallway with flickering white candles and white roses. And all the way to his room, there was this just beautiful, heavenly, peaceful feeling. And so many people were loving on him. And Father Meisenberg gave him the apostolic blessing. And, oh, it was amazing. And when he was lying there, I looked at him and I said, "Oh, my gosh, Father, you look like St. John Vianney." And Sister Andrea said, "Give me 5, please." I said the same thing. So,
wow.
You know, it's just God works in such amazing ways.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, the thing that I love is that you bring this, you know, to forward every time you have a radio show. There's just so many stories that are, I mean, God is so evident in so many ways. And that's why I love listening to your program.
CJ, thank you so much. And thank you for recognizing that, because everybody thinks it's some kind of, planned show, or we try to script it or make sure the right calls come in. No, it's God. It's God, and it's exactly what you just said. He is evident. He is there. He's using the radio to reach his children. And I love that you recognize it, CJ. It just goes to show your beautiful heart and soul. And I just wanted to say about the priest that you were referring to that passed, you know, what a great shepherd he was to so many souls, because he obviously left such a great impact on all of you. But when you said that he passed at 4 p.m. and that was typically the mass that he would have been at or saying, well, he was more alive now at that 4 o'clock mass. So it was so beautiful that God called him home so he can experience mass in a whole new way. And CJ, I just wanted to say, about you, the work that you're doing in your Lenten journey, going to the study with Rerouting by Father John Ricardo. Excellent, excellent. And taking on a prayer partner, Shelley. You know, she's blessed to have you, CJ. And Shelley, if you're listening, you're blessed to have CJ. It's so awesome when we come together as the body of Christ, when we are praying for one another. And yeah, it's we are allowed to participate in what God has planned for all of us. And when we actively participate, like you're doing, CJ, we come alive. We are doing what we were designed to do. And it's beautiful. And what I think is so cool, you said, "I've never met Shelley, but your prayer partners." You know what's so cool about that to me, CJ, is when you finish your time here on earth and Shelley finishes her time here on earth, you two are going to be friends forever in the afterlife. I think it's so cool. So much can be said about your call that I could keep you on all afternoon, but we're going to run out of time. But I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for acknowledging the great work that God is doing on Catholic Radio. So thank you, CJ. Anything else you want to leave with our listeners?
I just want to say 2 more things very briefly. Is Father Rutten and I talked on the phone every week for 10 years, and he was such a rich source of information, humanity. I just love him. We pray for each other and for our special intentions, and the list goes on and on. And secondly, Jerry Escher, you have a twin here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and his name is Monsignor Joseph Nemeth. The two of you could pass for twins, and he is over at Cathedral of the Risen Christ. But if you have a chance to Google his name, you'll say, "Oh my gosh, he looks like me."
Wow.
What's the last name, CJ?
It's N-E-M, as in Mary, E-C, Nemeth, Father Joseph. And his name is Joseph. And I love that show on St. Joseph the other day. So, yeah. Joseph. Awesome. So you have that in common, too.
All right. I will look him up. He must be a handsome guy. Thanks, CJ.
<is. laughs>
Call us again sometime, please. Loved your call. Okay. Thank you so much.
And put Father Rutten's name in the prayer book.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And Kathy,
you.
We added you to the prayer book and all the others that have asked us to for prayers. We've got the prayer book going 24 hours a day, so be assured of that.
Our Saturday Best of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, listening to your gut, that gut instinct show. And on Monday, are you proud to be Catholic in a good way? We need to have this in our lives with everything that's going on in the church and in the world. That's coming up on Monday.
Okay, but until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.
We're all clear, guys.